from the Gospel according to Mark. After the 5,000 had eaten and were satisfied, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side toward Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And when he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. They had all seen him and were terrified. But at once he spoke with them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." He got into the boat with them and the wind died down. They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. The Gospel of the Lord. It's hard to know exactly what happened that dark and windy night. It was quite common for storms to come up quickly on the lake. And being fishermen, you would have thought the apostles would have been ready for any wind and water disturbance. Instead, we have images of ghosts and wind and rain. The apostles feeling passed by. We have loud, fearful voices. And then Jesus walking on top of the water. "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Jesus climbed into their boat, calmed their terror, and offered assistance. He moved into their space and tried to reassure them. Like the apostles, we too look for Jesus when we are most in need, most vulnerable, most afraid. And Jesus comes over and over and over again, until our eyes are opened and we recognize him. In this season of light and epiphanies, this scripture text is yet another manifestation of Jesus to the apostles. Jesus is the light, and Jesus continues to point us to the light. Sometimes we don't recognize what is right in front of our eyes, just as the apostles didn't really know that Jesus was in their midst. They had walked with Jesus, witnessed his miracles, observed his prayer life, and still they didn't really know that Jesus was there, intervening in their lives. Today, I pray that I recognize the times that Jesus wants to intervene in my life, as he did for the apostles. I pray that I'll recognize and call out when I'm overwhelmed and overextended, when I'm shown how weak my faith really is, when I discover my certainties are not so certain anymore. May I take courage and not be afraid, for I walk with Jesus. Just as Jesus met the disciples in their time of deepest doubt and confusion, and he strengthened them, may Jesus do the same for us today.